AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. Welcome to the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Wednesday. Andrew will tell you all about that when we get him in here later, what that means. Spoiler alert, it means it's Wednesday. Guys, hope you're having a great week out there. Definitely feels like the weekend to me already. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm doing a live show tonight in St. Louis. I'm very excited for that. Doing a live podcast. Thank you to all the besties who are going to attend. Thank you to the bestie I saw last night at a show that I just dropped in on randomly in Los Angeles. I was not on the lineup, did not even plan on going. Got out of a shoot early, stopped by, and in the front row was a girl that goes, I'm a bestie. Her name was Kelsey, I believe, and she was alone. She goes, and I came alone. She heeded my advice and went to a show alone, not even knowing that I was going to be on it. She was there to see Theo Vaughn, and then ended up, I go, this is very exciting for you. Like, I'm excited for you that this is happening. I'm excited for me too that I get a fan right up front. There were a lot of besties there though. I'm not even gonna, like, I thinking back on it now, like, a lot of people cheered. Oh, we're spreading the word. Noah is all the way in my living room, just doors away. How's it going out there, Noah?
Good.
Yeah.
Andrew's not on the couch watching Squid Game. I think he's in his room.
I'm glad you've started calling it Squid Game. I got back this morning, you know, a half hour ago, and he's like, I finished Squid Games, and I go, game, Andrew. Like, he can watch a whole series and not know the name of the show, and that's what we love about him, you know? Excited to hear what he thinks about the finale, which I guess LeBron James had said he would have changed it. He didn't like the finale, and then the guy that made Squid Game was like, well, as the star of Space Jam 2, I would love to hear your end, what ending you would like. Would you shoot one for me? And so hopefully that happens. I just flew back in. I took a red eye to from Los Angeles at, I guess my flight was 12:55, and then landed in Minneapolis this morning. Was in a aisle seat in first class in Delta, and it was a shitty plane, so it didn't extend all the way back. It's just like, I don't like those big seats. I especially don't like aisles. I will sacrifice an aisle that does not recline all the way to a bed, in even in first class, for a coach seat. So I started, you know, barking to passengers as they, because I, you know, got on first, and I'm standing there in the aisle, and I'm going, "You got a coach? Do you got a coach window? Coach window?" Like, I, like I'm dealing coke. Like, I have to mutter it under my breath. "Anyone with a coach window seat want to switch? Anyone with a coach window seat want to switch?" And everyone's like, "No, I don't." I'm feeling like everyone's like annoyed by me. I'm like, I'm giving up a first class seat aisle, which most people like prefer the aisle, to have a coach window. And I gave up because it was embarrassing. So then I eventually was like, fuck it. I'm sitting down, I'm plopping down in my aisle. And I kind of resolved myself to like not getting a good sleep on this plane because I couldn't do my, you know, crunch up against the window seat. I felt like the guy next to me should have seen that I wanted a window so badly and sacrificed his, because he's not going to use that lean-to wall. He would be just as fine in an aisle. But no, he didn't say anything. So then I looked up the flight and like the whole map of the seats, and I saw that there was a couple windows not even taken. So I, you know, got the flight attendant and I go, "Can I just have one of these seats that isn't taken?" She goes, "Oh yeah." She goes, "You sure you want to do that?" And I was like, she goes, but you wouldn't be in first class. And I'm like, "Yeah, I understand that." I was like, "Oh, I know. It's okay. I really just, I like a window. I'd rather be in a window in like the cargo than an aisle in first class. I hate aisle. And it's not because people are going to climb over me. It's because I don't have the wall to lean on. It's very essential to getting sleep on a plane." So I, she quarantined off a whole row, three seats in coach, and I got to lay flat and bundle up. Great, great little sleep on that plane. So I got about a 2.5 hour nap there. Landed in Minneapolis, had a little layover, got some coffee, forgot to order decaf, drank it anyway. Then I took another nap on that flight for about an hour. Boom, landed. What did I get last night? About 3.5 hours of sleep. Is that enough? No. Is it gonna have to be enough? Yes. Sometimes you just gotta make it work. Yesterday was fun. I did a shoot in, you know, the same one I did the other day, or 2 days ago. I did it again last night. But it was the same show that I did for the US version, but this time I did it for a UK version, and it was a pilot. So it was a lot different. There was a different host. Jimmy Fallon might not have been there. it was a very different show, but it was so fun because my partner to play the games with was Will.i.am, who I don't know. Like, I would never think I would meet Will.i.am, let alone play a bunch of games with him and be his partner and like have a deep connection with by the end of the day. He was so nice. At first, when we met each other, we were talking and I said, "I'm a comedian." And then later on, he was like, "Where in Canada?" And I was like, "Huh?" He goes, "You said you're Canadian?" And I go, "No, I'm, oh, wait, what?" And I go, "Oh, wait, I'm a comedian." And he was like, "Oh." It's like, why would, I just love the idea of me being like, "Yeah, I'm a Canadian." Because I was like, "Oh, I'm from, I live in St. Louis. I'm a Canadian." So for a second, Will.i.am thought I was Canadian and that I was like bragging about it. And then I just kept joking that I was a stand-up Canadian, and it was really fun. And then he throughout the game, we just had so much fun, and he was just really, he's a gorgeous man. He has amazing skin. He looks so young. He's 46. I imagine he'd be much older with how long he's been around, but he like kind of started working. He was discovered, or I guess started working when he was 17. Yeah, we just had a really good time. And, you know, when these you big celebrities, what?
When you go to do these TV shows, do you kind of know what you're in for? And especially when you're partnered up with someone?
Mm.
Or do you just kind of go off the cuff?
I mean, it was like, it was a show where you play games. It's kind of like Hollywood game night type thing where you like play games. You're paired up with a celebrity and then you play games with against other celebrities. And I had done the show the day before, the same show. But this time it was just a pilot for the UK version. So it was hosted by a different guy. And I had a different celebrity partner. And there were different celebrities. The other two celebrities were different as well. And no, I didn't know what games we were playing. I didn't know what we were doing. But I'd done the show the day before. But it was different games this day. Some of them the same. But yeah, I mean, I didn't know what I was in for. I didn't know. I always feel bad for whoever's partnered with me because, like, Will.i.am does not know who I am, you know, and he's Will.i.am. It was funny because the music they played, like, pump up the crowd and, like, in between takes was all Black Eyed Peas. And I was feeling embarrassed for him that he had to listen to, like, I got a feeling tonight's gonna. And I'm trying to study him to see if he even, like, bops his leg along to it. Like, what do you do when your own song is playing? Like, who knows? I know, and he enjoyed it. He was really sweet and a good sport. And he liked any pun that had to do with, like, let's get it started. I got a feeling. What's that one song? Where's the love? Like, there were a lot of jokes made around those things that I'm sure he's heard a million times in his life, and he still, you know, Will.i.am jokes. And he was still, like, laughing and cool. He was a really nice guy, and I was asking him about, like, his longevity in the career. You know, just, like, while we were, like, stopped down, I would just be like, I read about you today. Like, you've been at it for, like, so long. I go, you're so young. I was like, when you first got into it, when you're 16 and you got, like, your first break or 17, I was like, did you spend all your money? Did you do anything reckless? What would you tell yourself now, like, that you wish you would have known then about the business? And he's like, I don't party. I'm not like someone who like stays out and chases girls. Like, I'm pretty like low key and like, I don't know. I'm kind of boring. And I was like, me too. And I was like, yes. And he was just like, you could just tell he's like an A student, like focused, determined, brilliant. He really screwed us over for some of the games. It was so funny. He had the confidence. Like, he would deliver. He'd be like, I know it. And then like deliver it. And he'd even put in like one answer was like, hey, yeah, for like Outkast. But he thought it was Bombs Over Baghdad. So he goes, he like stamps the thing and he's like, and they're like, Will.i.am. And he's like, Bombs Over Motherfucking Baghdad. And it was like so confident. And they were like, no. And then, I mean, we were having so much fun because we would think we would win and we would like hug and embrace. And then we'd fall on the floor just like crying. And like, we just, he was just so cool. And you know, it started out like he was a little bit like closed off, but he was just, you know, he's a huge celebrity. He doesn't know who I am. You know, we have to become fast friends and act like teammates very quickly. But over the course of the day, like, it was just so much fun to hang out with them. And I had a goal of, so Emil and I over the weekend in Milwaukee, we were Ubering to the show and I've Got a Feeling was playing. And I did not know Will.i.am was going to be my partner until yesterday. But over the weekend on Friday, we were in this Uber and it was like, I got a feeling. And she's like, you got tonight. Live it up. And she's like, like, just Fergie being like saying weird things in the background, like, and then we'll do it again. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's leave it all and all that. So me and Emil were joking about like that would be the funniest song to kill yourself to like leave it on repeat. And my goal, because when I found out it was Will.i.am, I wrote Emil and I'm like, oh my God, I am like partners with the creator of I Got a Feeling, like the best song to kill yourself to. And I was like, I really want to tell him that. Because he was like, after I told him I was a Canadian, he was like kind of more entertained by me. And then they were talking about types of singers because the other contestants were Michelle Visage. She was in a girl group. She's now one of the judges and like mentors on RuPaul's Drag Race. She's amazing. I love her so much. But she was in a girl group in the 80s and she was talking to, or 90s, she was talking to Will.i.am about that. And he was like, oh my God, you were in that group. You did that one song. And they were like talking about, you know, singing now and like the way girls' voices sound and what's like the cool thing in pop. And obviously I'm very interested in like vocal performances and how to sound one way. And back when Michelle was doing it, Paul Abdul was very in. So she was saying that she was getting coached to sound like very breathy, like everything was supposed to be breathy because Paul Abdul was breathy. And now it's like to sound like, you know, like this and, you know, vocal fry and like kind of Britney Spears. And then, and that, so then I go, what about babies? Where it's like, and then I got a bun in Michigan and the says I didn't kiss him and you never said that I like defense and I want my someone to change my diaper and I'm stuck in my crib and I can't get out and daddy's going to come and he changed me. And like, and Will.i.am looked at me like, what the fuck? He was laughing so hard. He was like, what is that? I was like, Halsey has to know if you're going to change her diaper. She's a little baby girl and she does it. And he was laughing. He was like, that is fucking crazy. So like, I won him over with that. He was like, you're crazy. I love it. And I had a good point. I was like, what's with the baby talk? He's like, it is a thing. So then after that, we were like, we were friends. And yeah, it was just a fun day. Darren Criss. Do you know who Darren Criss is?
I looked him up after you posted about him on Instagram.
Yes. So he is a singer, I think Broadway person. Listen, can I tell the truth about Darren Criss? Here's the truth about Darren Criss. I followed him on Instagram as soon as I saw he existed because he is one of the best looking people I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, oh, I'm following this guy. I just need to know his whereabouts and what he's up to. And this was probably a year ago, 8 months ago. I didn't even know what he did. I knew he was like a musical guy, saw him with a guitar. He's handsome as fuck. Followed him. And I always do that when someone's like hot and, you know, I don't know, just want to know what they're up to. He's like my ideal looking type of man. He's like, seems to be, he looks, he's just the kind of type I go for. And then about a week ago, he announced that him and his wife were pregnant. I didn't even know he was married. But then they had this Instagram post that was kept showing up where they're holding a sonogram. And I go, I'm out. I unfollowed him because I just go, I don't need to follow this person anymore. He's like in a relationship. He has a baby on the way. I don't even know what he does. Not that I wouldn't be a fan if I didn't do some investigating. I just, when I followed him, I didn't have time. And then it just never occurred to me to look up what he did. He is so talented. Still not clear of his credits, but I do love him. But it was so ironic because I'm not even joking you. Last week I unfollowed him because he has a baby on the way. And I go, well, that's, isn't that funny that I think I have a, there was some part in my head I thought I had a chance with him until he posted a sonogram picture. And I didn't even know he was married. It's not me being like, well, until there's a baby, I have a chance. I never was going to slide into his DMs. I always judge guys when they, because Carlisle will tell me that when she posts anything with her boyfriend, she loses followers because guys are like, I'm cute. I don't want to watch this anymore. You got a boyfriend. It's like, did these guys think they had a chance with her before that? And the thing is, yes, they did. Because did I think I had a chance with Darren Criss, who I know nothing about other than he's hot? And do I unfollow him as soon as he has a baby on the way? You're damn right I did. And, I couldn't, it was so funny because I had some pride in being like, I used to follow him and I wanted so badly to have already, I wanted him to like, after we became friends doing the show, I wanted him to go look and follow me and see that I was already following him and be like, wow, she is like a fan. But I couldn't because he had a fucking baby on the way. Is that bad to admit that I like follow people until they are tied down in a way that they can't?
Or I've done that, Nikki.
Even though they you don't have a chance with them. I don't even know what this person does.
With MMA fighters, like, I have no chance.
But as soon as they start posting, like, all these lovey-dovey pictures with them and a girl, I just, like, get jealous like it's an ex-boyfriend or something. I mean, that's ridiculous.
What can we do?
But I'm following him again because he is nice, and we did have a lovely time together. It was a great day. Let's get Andrew in here, and the whole family's under the same roof. It's going to be a fun one.
I just heard the toilet flush.
Yeah, he definitely just balconied. It is the loudest toilet. It's like a toilet in a, you know, elementary school boys' room in 1986. It's so loud. It's nice, though. Sure he's coming out. He's wiping up. Let's get him in here. Andrew!
you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What up, Andy Rue?
Oh, it's good for you to be back here.
Thanks, what's up, man?
In how person.
Many, how much time do you spend a day shitting, you think? Not shitting, but like on the toilet waiting for shit to happen.
You think I go in there? Just...
Well, we know you were just in there.
I didn't shit just now.
Oh, Noah heard a flush.
I heard a flush, though.
I mean, Noah, some things are between us.
The flush?
Yes.
The besties want to know.
I like how our flush is pretty strong. It sounds like a Rage Against the Machine. No.
Yeah, it sounds like Van Sass.
Waka, waka. Yeah, I didn't. Did I shit? No, I shit earlier this morning.
Oh, okay.
I always shit after my coffee. I like look forward to it if my butt isn't hurting. Mm. Yeah.
I'm so sad that you have to like think about your butt hurting.
I know.
It's like the canker sores in my mouth.
I know.
Does it feel like that? Does it feel the same way, like ulcers? Or is it just like, what does your butt hurting mean? And what does that feel like?
Well, here's the interesting thing is like, imagine your canker sores, right?
Yeah.
Every time you ate, they go away. But then every time you eat spicy food.
I would never eat spicy food, Andrew.
I rarely.
I mean, honestly, I would never. I won't touch an eggplant again because of what happened.
Yeah.
I'm done. Even though it brings me joy. It's like quitting drinking, you know, like the pain is not worth it.
Well, have you tried chopping up the eggplant rather than just taking?
No, I just deep throat it. I tongue thrust it and I lick around the tip and then I gently.
Well, you're gross, Nikki. You're gross.
I know. I'm so disgusting.
Did you talk about it?
No, I'm not going to talk about that.
Sorry. You seem very like chill. You did fly all night.
Am I chill?
Yeah, you seem chiller than usual. Whoa. You got glasses on.
I got off my feet in a foot massager.
I like it. I like this, Nikki. It's very John Lennon. Yeah, without
because
beating
of the
his
glasses.
Wife. I just the overall just chill mood. I like this. I've never seen this.
I feel like you're gonna assassinate me soon.
Oh, hopefully.
I think it's the glasses. If I take these off, am I still chill? I honestly think that's as easy as that.
No,
still chill?
You got like a Matthew McConaughey, like watch the leather man.
Shit, dude. Yeah, I'm feeling a little sleepy, but like pretty good. I did some really good, went through a stressful like moment that I'm not going to get into that you alluded to last night. And I already told you and Noah about it, but my bestie Kelsey witnessed it at the show. It was a great show, but something happened that was like really upsetting and got me like fired up and having all the feelings of I'm not good. People hate me.
Mm-hmm.
People I admire hate me. People are going to talk shit about me. Let me just tell you, everyone goes through this. If you're out there and you, let's say you have a group of friends and one of your friends you have a spat with and like you spat in their face. And that wasn't cool, but especially during COVID, but let's say you have a spat and someone out there thinks something about you and you know that isn't true. You know in your core, like, God, they think that thing and I need to prove to them that it's not real. And also, they're going to tell everyone they meet is going to hear from them because they're a loud mouth and they gossip and they hate me and they want to take me down. That they are going to tell everyone that thing that isn't true about me. And then I don't even know those people. I'm not even going to be able to get to those people to tell them that it's not true. That it's not true. And I don't have a platform to get out there and get ahead of it. All those things. Everyone has that in their life.
Yeah.
Truly, that happened to me last night. And I do have a platform. And I did everything in me wanted to go, that person thinks something of me. Like, I'm not that way. And like, oh my God, they're going to tell this person and they're going to tell all my friends this. And then there's going to be this whole community of people who think this one thing about me. And I had been advising my friend a couple, yesterday morning about a similar situation in her life. And I said to her, you can't control what this person thinks about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know yourself. And she goes, but Nikki, it's going to get around and she's telling people this and telling people that and like everyone's going to hate me and I know that she talks and all this stuff. And I go, it doesn't matter. Like, do you think it's true? You can only control you. And she was like, she just couldn't. And I go, all you can do is apologize for your hand and whatever your conflict is. She goes, I didn't do anything. And I go, you had to have done. There's something that you can find. There's something you can find about how either you're responding to this conflict. There's something that you can say as your side of the street and you can claim and you can apologize to that person. She's like, I would never. And I'm like, she's like, I didn't do anything wrong. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Just find something. And
why do you have to apologize to the person though? I don't understand that.
Every conflict has two sides. Every single one. You have a part to play in every conflict that you can, and ignoring it. She's like, I'm just going to ignore, you know, she got a text that was a little bit volatile and she goes, I'm just ignoring it. And I go, that's being, to me, that's aggression. Instead of just going, thank you for your feedback. I appreciate it. Saying something like that, or just thank you for your feedback. Like, just say that.
I have done that with like trolls before on my account and be like, oh man, I hope you have a great day. And then I know, but I think sometimes though, you don't want to give validity to it. Like, if this person thinks a certain way about you, I go through that having a dilemma of whether to stand up for myself or to not give it any weight by saying anything, or just understanding that it's their shit and not my shit. Like, these are all, like, tough choices, I feel. Like, one, if you stay quiet, then you're like, well, now I'm not standing up for myself. I'm being a, you know, that will build up somewhere, right? But then the other thing, though, is, like, if I stand up for myself, am I giving them maybe even what they want?
Yes, it's true. You're always going to lose with someone. If the person you're dealing with is already thinking things about you that are irrational and not true for who you think you are, there's no reasoning with this person. These people do not hear your side.
So then
side
why apologize to them? Because I don't understand that.
It's not about it's apologizing for what you brought to the table. So give me any example and you could and I'll find a way that you can find your side of it. I promise you.
I'm just trying to think, like, just a random example of, like, or
yeah, like, let's say someone what's a conflict in your life that maybe you can run through this.
I know, I just think it shouldn't be shared on here.
Okay, can you find another one? Maybe from college, high school, or someone said something about you and you go, God, that's not true, or you know.
Well, what if this? What if, like, someone from my hometown was like, I never thought I would make it and was like talking shit about me being a dog walker and like they were like, oh my God, he's chasing this fucking stupid dream. Okay, something like that. Okay. Like, why would I? And they're talking shit about me in my hometown. Something like that.
Okay, well, that if it's not someone you're dealing with like up front, they're not confronting you, you don't need to talk to them.
Okay.
But if it even in that case, you can, what I would do is think, okay, the only times that I've ever been so obsessed with someone's fame or like what they're doing or what they don't deserve or how bad they are or like how it's because I run it through when I've felt that way and it's because I'm insecure. Yeah. It's because I'm jealous of them. It's always that. So you can just go to that and know that that's the thing that they're going through and you can honestly feel sad for them. And feel like, what a sad state to be in. Instead of anger at them, you can go,
yep,
man, what a sad place to be in. And let's say they
are... Well, do you apologize? But you don't... You only apologize if they actually attack you or they bring it to you?
Okay, let's do an example of like... let's say you... someone backs into your car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not your fault, but they scream at you claiming you were at fault, even though you weren't even moving. Let's say you're parked.
Yes.
And they go, you bumped into me. And you go, you know, in that altercation, I'm sure you'd go, no, I didn't. And you could be like, and they'd be like, yes, you did. And they get up in it. And in that moment, you can just go, okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. What do you want to do about it? But that's not what's going to happen in that moment. It's going to be like, no, I didn't. I was standing here and you bumped into me. That's what's going to happen there. Let's say you exchange information later
on. But I'm sorry you feel that way is different than saying, I'm sorry for something that I did. You see what I'm saying?
I'm going to that.
Oh, okay.
So eventually you exchange information. You're texting about it. They're still standing their ground. I could look at that scenario where I did nothing wrong with my car. But I could look back and say, me engaging in a fight with them right there in front of a bunch of people and yelling and riling this person up, who I know is irrational because they just blame me for bumping into them, and getting them even more fired up about it in public, when I know that they're not going to go, oh, you're right, when you come at someone passive aggressively or aggressively, I could go, I'm sorry the way I handled that. I wish I would have handled it better. It really sucks that both of our cars got fucked up. Mm-hmm. How can we come to a resolution here? Like, there's a way to do it where you can always, there's always something, you don't need to apologize for your action, but maybe the way you handle something that was done to you. Say someone just like beats you and you can go, I am sorry that I was, I just feel like there's always something. I can't like think of it examples, but
yeah, I know.
You got to do some soul searching, honestly.
Yeah.
But the blame game or trying to just prove that person wrong, give up. I realized last night I was so worked up about this thing. I called a couple of my friends I called you. I'm like fired up telling the story like, fuck this, fuck that. What a piece of shit, motherfucker. Like just so angry. And I get back to my hotel room and I have to like pack to go to the airport. And I'm like, I am so worked up. I'm not going to sleep on the plane. First of all, I'm losing my voice even telling this story to three different people I called. It's taking up so much of my energy. Will this matter in 2 weeks? No. Can I change what he's going to say to people? No. What's the best way to handle it is like just write to this person and say, I'm sorry for like what it, just really assess it and go, if you can find something, if you could squeeze the tiniest bit of your doing out of this fucking dry orange, like juice it so you can find a droplet of what you contributed to it, find it and apologize for that. And that's what I did. And it ended with us exchanging heart emojis. I was able to sleep so well on the plane. This morning I tell Noah the story, but for me now, it's not, I hate this person. It's I'm sad for this person that is, cannot apologize. Like I can't even understand what it would be like to be that in the wrong and realize it and have someone who's dealing with you and who's willing to totally forgive you and like showing kindness and you can't even extend a little bit of an apology. I didn't even want it from him. But the fact that he couldn't do it, I just go, that sucks. That sucks. Yeah. And I feel sad. I feel for him. Not like, oh, I pity him. I'm just like, I'm blessed.
I guess the fear is rejection, right? Like if you do, but you, I mean, that essentially kind of happened. Like you apologize. He kind of apologized back. Not really.
No, he didn't. Yeah. No, he didn't at all.
There was nothing. Like,
there was zero apology.
Okay, before you guys start yelling
but
at
I'm
me.
But I'm not mad about it because that's not what I needed. Once I sent that text, I didn't need anything back from him. Right. All I needed to see was delivered. Before it was delivered, I was like, oh, I was still anxious. As soon as it delivered, I swear to God, didn't care.
But my point
because
wasn't.
You
my
cleared
point,
the air.
I cleared up my side of the street. I was accountable for what I contributed to the conflict. And I did contribute something. And so as soon as I apologized for that and I really meant it and I wasn't just doing it to placate him, I actually meant I was sorry for what I contributed to it. And I was able to get there very quickly because I do work on myself and I've done this so many times and it's so hard to fucking squeeze that dry orange and find something. But now I'm getting better at it that I can get there right away. It was gone. The second I apologized to Taylor Swift on my Instagram, didn't matter whether or not she wrote back to me. I was able to like have a good day that day. And before I sent that Instagram, I was having the worst day. But it was just like apologizing frees you.
So you need to. So you could do the apology without expecting anything in return.
Oh no, you don't want something in return. I honestly didn't want something in return. And when I got nothing in return, it didn't make me mad. It made me go, "Wow! I not only am I not mad at this person, I just see it so much more clearly, and I'm very lucky that I'm able to be like." To have the ability to handle it this way and to be free of it. Like, this isn't going to affect me. And 2 years ago, this would have kept going for years. I would have loved this conflict.
But what I was saying, I wasn't saying that he apologized back. Let me take that back. But what he wrote back wasn't like accusatory or like, you know, saying, you know, doubling down on what went down.
Right.
It was more like, you know, safe travel. Like,
yeah, it was kind.
It was kind. That was my point.
It was nothing. Mm-hmm. It was nothing. It was neutral. And that's all I want. Like, as soon as we exchanged heart emojis, I was like, oh my God, we went from being like the biggest enemies. Like, I'll never speak to him again. He's dead to me.
Yeah.
To like, oh, can't wait
something
to see
him
like
again. Something like that definitely could have brewed.
What?
Yes.
Now I know who you are and I'm not mad at you. I know who you are and I'm sad and I hope that I'm sad for you and I'm sad that you can't be authentic and be yourself and that you're so scared of being vulnerable and admitting. People are so scared to admit they're wrong and I'm not mad at you. I love you so much and I hope the best for you. I really do. I will be a champion of you and I'm not going to talk shit about you. I'm not going to because I've released it. And would I have said that 20 hours ago? Fuck no.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you. You're dead to me. I will never talk to you again. I'll be on a crusade to ruin your name. But I have no intention of doing that.
That would have been exhausting for you.
I've done it before.
I know.
I've done it before, and it's led to so many people hating me because I hated one person who wronged me. And it led to so much bullshit. It's not worth it, you guys. It's not worth it. I know you feel like a little bitch if you apologize for something that you don't feel is wrong. But the truth is, you got to get to a place where you can actually know that you brought something to it too that was wrong. Not just do it to placate them and to get to this place. You have to honestly know it. And it takes a lot of work. But I'm just grateful to be there. And I don't feel like better than or anything. I'm sad for people who can't.
I mean, I really feel like you're completely like over this.
Just kidding.
No, I'm gonna. Now it's really nice because I had a certain conversation with someone that I was very scared of, intimidated by, and who showed me their true colors in the same way that this person did. Where it was just like, oh, I see what you're capable of, and it's not much in terms of like being a empathetic person or being kind or forgiving or humble. I saw this from another person that I put on a huge pedestal, and it was so interesting. The second I was able to see what they really were, and like they were kind of a cocksucker.
Yeah.
I like liked them. I was just like, oh, I'm not scared of you anymore. I'm not like nervous around you. Mm-hmm. I know what you are. You don't scare me. It's okay. You're obviously in a lot of pain. It's not me being like, you poor baby. It's just like, that must suck, and I have empathy for you being a person that not only do you refuse to apologize or empathize, you can't. It's asking someone to give you a hug that doesn't have arms. I can't get mad at someone who doesn't have arms that won't hug me.
But he has phantom pains in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Ham drip. Okay. All right.
News.
Oh, I love
put
that
my
Noah.
Feet back in.
I almost, dude. You're first. I swear to God, I forgot Noah is in our kitchen. I swear to God, I was looking at her and I was thinking, and it just hit me again. I go, oh my, okay. Anyways, it's really weird in my brain. Anyways, have all the swells. It's Wednesday. We know what that means, Nikki.
It's Wednesday.
And a live show tonight. It's going to be fun.
Can't wait.
Okay. After a viral post, angry Disney fans are calling on Disney to ban a couple that wore sexually suggestive T-shirts to the theme park. The T-shirts say, they're pretty cuh, just to warn you.
I would ban anyone, any adult who wears Disney shirts.
Honestly, I'd rather them wear this shirt than like a Goofy shirt.
What did they wear?
I gave her the D, like Disney.
Love it.
I wanted the D. It's a couple.
Okay. Is the D look like the Disney D?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The Disney D also does not look like a D, and it's always bugged me. It never looked like a D to me. It always looked like a G.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, I just never understood that was a D. That's hilarious. And who has a problem with that? Anyone who has a problem with sexually overt things is such a closeted pervert.
Yeah.
they want sex so bad. They hate themselves for either what happened to them as a child or what they want so bad, but they feel repressed about it. So they lash out at things
and
that
then
are
they
overtly
blame their
sexual.
Kids. They blame their kids. They go, "My kids can't see that. Oh no."
Again.
Oh no.
Kids can understand. I was a kid once, and
they
I
have the internet. They are fucking seeing people swallowing
but
Mickey Mouse's
remember,
cock like a cartoon. You know what I mean? Yes. There's probably anime of Mickey banging
for sure.
Fucking
Marge.
Pig. Who?
Oh yeah,
Marge
there's
Simpson.
Marge porn.
Oh, there's Marge porn. I guarantee
guy,
there's Mickey
Lois.
Porn. It just blows my mind that these people are like, this is a family.
When you were a kid, did you think everything adults did, you should get to do, or was there some? Was there some awareness that things were off limits to you because you were a kid?
There was never a thing that like I saw like an adult doing where I'm like, oh, my eyes. Or like, I can't handle this.
I would just say if I didn't understand something or something seemed to be inappropriate or parents went like, oh, don't look at that. I wouldn't go, I want to do that. I have to do that. I would go, that's an adult thing and I will get to do it when I grow up. I wasn't like, dying to do things that, you know, I saw people smoking, but I wasn't smoking cigarettes. I saw people drinking. I wasn't drinking as a kid. Like, you
don't. What about your parents having sex? Have you ever heard your parents having sex?
I heard my dad bang my stepmom.
Oof.
But that was just because I
when your parents were still
snuck
married?
In the room. Yeah. Yeah. I was underneath the bed hiding.
The desk? At your dad's work. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Yeah, no. So I heard him banging one time because I lived above them. I just heard my dad. I heard my dad Ooh. More than my stepmom, to be honest.
Oh, gross. Yeah. What did it sound like?
He's like, ugh,
ugh. Oh, God. Did your brothers and you talk about it?
It sounded like a gorilla dying.
Oh.
Huh? Yeah, it was pretty hot. I don't think my older brother was back in college at the time, so I kind of had to take it because my little brother was 6 years younger, so I kind of just lived with that on my own and I was like, I guess that's what love is. That's what love making is.
No, I never heard it, but I was aware that my parents were having sex. Like there was an age where I was like, oh, this thing that people do, my parents are probably doing, and if they do it, I don't feel like, well, I want to do it. Like I was able to say that there were certain things that were for adults and certain things that weren't.
Well, I guess these people are mad because they're taking what is made for children, like the Disney D that looks like a G, and they're making it
How
sexual.
About adults that go to Disney World without children? Why are you making this thing that's for children an adult thing?
Oh, they're way creepier.
You're weird.
Yeah, that's so creepy.
It just anytime you look at anyone, yourself, anyone that gets upset about something, it's because they want that thing, they have done that thing, they are that thing, or they someone that they like. It's always has to do with you.
Yeah.
If you hate something so much, look inside and it will always tell you something about yourself. It's kind of spooky the way it works. Next story.
Next story is a bar offering no alcohol opens in Iowa City. So this bar making mock cocktails and like it's a place to go where you don't want to drink. There's no pressure to drink. There's karaoke. There's,
okay.
You know, there's still fake alcohol, which fine. But it feels like a bar. Like I feel like sometimes if you don't drink, it's either a coffee shop or a bar. Like there's nothing for
there's no,
the
like,
sober.
Late night sober hangs.
Yeah. Where you
except a coffee shop and then everyone's like quiet and sitting at little tables like. At a bar,
making
there's
a
no
screenplay.
Stools.
Yeah.
At a coffee shop.
Yeah. There's no idea. Like,
there's,
going up to
loud.
Someone and going up to somebody at a bar is like, it's just understood. But if you go up to someone at a coffee shop, it just feels creepy.
I wonder if people have the same kind of looseness, though, at this sober bar that they would if they didn't have alcohol. Because I think the alcohol is what makes people loose enough to go up to people.
I love if, like, all the hot pussy ended up going there and guys were still getting hammered before they go to that bar.
I mean, you would have pre-gamed to go.
To a sober
bar. People pre-game to go to anything.
Dude, I got to get fucking hammered to talk to these sober
people.
We're
not having alcohol tonight at our live show. And like,
oh, really?
No. And it didn't even occur to me to have alcohol, but it became a whole issue of like, we can't get the permit for it.
What about bring your own?
No, they can't do that either. But I was just like, who cares? Is it so much to ask people to go somewhere at night or a show and not drink? Like, what? You need to drink. Like,
people will be pre-gaming 1,000%. Or at least they'll be probably 15, 20.
I'm fine with you doing that. Yeah. But I just like, I don't even think there was nothing in my mind that was like, oh, this is going to be a less exciting show. Or like when we perform at these theaters, I don't feel like they're drunk crowds. Like, I've performed at clubs. They are not drunk crowds because they're listening. They're attentive. Like, and when they have been drunk crowds, those shows suck.
Oh, they're the worst. Also, you know, you get the
waiting
at the bar. Sometimes you'll get like a 40-person line for the bar. And you'll see the line because it's the only part lit because it's behind the seats. So you just see people like that silent.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get a vodka soda because she's talking about her, you know, you just whatever.
It's people just need, because it's date night and you can't get laid without alcohol because men don't know how to
unless
make
you go to Iowa
enough.
City. Go to Iowa City, baby.
I really do. I think I've stumbled upon something that alcohol is just a way to get people to fuck.
1,000%. Yeah.
And all you have to do to get people to fuck, guys, men don't need alcohol to fuck, by the way. Like, you guys get horny enough that you can just kind of...
To talk to a woman is more courageous for us
well,
than...
Well, that you just need to work on your self-esteem. But
yeah.
When it comes to fucking, like... Men need to stop relying on alcohol to get a woman to the place where she's going to fuck. And so do women. And they have to rely on the fact that, like, if you're horny enough, you get drunk. Drunk and horniness are the same thing. Like, real horniness, you're the same kind of stupid and kind of one train thought. And, like, it's the same kind of feeling. When I've been really horny, I haven't been drunk in 10 years. It's the only time I feel drunk is when I'm super horny. Like,
I do feel like people, when they get horny, start drinking. Like, it's connected as well. Like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, my God, I want to fuck. I got to get drunk to fuck. I got, like, it's all connected. But yes, I do understand the one. Yeah, if you just eliminate. Yeah.
Want it enough, you would actually engage in sex that you wanted to have as opposed to stuff that you're only having because you forced yourself to get into this mind state that would naturally be brought on if you waited to be aroused naturally by someone who, you know, fingered you before they took their dick out and tried to put it in you.
One time I was in New York, I was in Brooklyn, and it was like 10 in the morning. I was walking a dog, I was dog sitting. This beautiful girl like came up, talked to me about the dog. She was gorgeous, and she's like, I'm actually going to a day party. It's a silver rave on the water in Brooklyn around noon if you want to stop by. And I went there, and like, this is something I would have never done, and I was dead sober noon, and I'm dancing to rave music, and I'm like, I've never done anything like that since, but I gotta tell you, it was like one of the best times of my life. I did get her number, and she told me she just wants to be friends, but yeah.
She said friends?
It wasn't, yeah. She's like, you know what? I started drinking again after I met you.
Oh, my God.
No, but it was like, but I get like, the horniness led me to this rave during the day, and it was fucking awesome. Like, I would do it if, and also knowing everyone else is kind of in the same mindset.
Yes.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you agree that horny and drunk are kind of the same brain?
1,000%. Okay. I just think, though, that like horny can lead to drunk, and drunk can, like, they could be connected.
Well, I know that when I get drunk, I want to get more drunk, right? So, like, when you get horny, you just want to get more horny, and sometimes you can't, so you just go start drinking. So, like, they're both the same feeling, so horniness can feed drunkenness.
Yes.
But if you just try to carry the horniness out and actually put yourself in a situation where a woman is engaging with you to make you horny and you're both consenting, sober individuals, you can get pretty drunk on horniness.
So if you live in Iowa City, don't masturbate all week. Go down to, I think it's Non-Impaired Bar, and have yourself a horny fucking night,
fun.
Boy. Yeah, it does sound
fun. All right, let's take a quick break and come back with Why Do I Care?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, why do I care?
Why do I care?
Megan the Stallion.
My God, what are you on a nickname basis with this girl?
Yeah, MTS debuts her Hellraiser Halloween costume for her Halloween party. Okay. A little early. How do we feel about people dressing up a week? They're kind of making it about them, Halloween about them. I think it's a little early.
Halloween is about you. Is always about them. No, Halloween's about nothing except your. It's a way to indulge and like say, look at me and look at how interesting I can be. I mean, it's fun.
But celebrities are like
Heidi Klum. Yeah, she always goes wild.
She's obsessed. She's like
Heidi Klum's the one that just goes, for one day I get to be ugly and I like to see what it's like to be someone who does not get doors held open for them and have everyone turn and look. Like, she always picks
she just puts a mole on her face.
One year she just dressed as an old woman. Like, it was just like a woman. She went as a six. And it was like, what the fuck? She's crazy. There was like an age spot on her cheek. And everyone was like, she goes all out.
She put cellulite on her back of her thigh.
No, she's looked pretty disgusting before. And I bet it's really fun for her because it's so different. It's like when girls dress up as sluts. Like, they get to get all this attention and be this thing that they never get to be. That is deep down, it's like living... you know, when you put on a wig or you put on, like, when you put on that blonde wig that day, like, you felt a new confidence.
Yeah. Have you ever had sex with someone while they were still in costume?
No.
God, that'd be hot. I haven't done it either. I think I had sex on Halloween.
No, yes,
though.
I did.
Oh, when?
I can't talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know, it sucks. Someone was wearing a thing, and I was like, keep it on.
On Halloween?
No.
Oh. See, this is my thing, though. Like, you know when someone has a birthday and then they have a birthday month and they make it? That's the thing with Halloween. If you're going to do it a week early, it just doesn't... You're doing it... You're making this...
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
No, it's like I kind of I get sad when holidays end. So like, let's just like extend it. And Halloween costumes are fun. And like that Hellraiser costume that she did was pretty cool. It's so uncomfortable.
You think she fucked in it?
Probably. I did a role play the other night. I kind of told you about it. It was so fun. I don't know what got into me, but I was just like, I was just wearing this like new nightgown I got from Lunya, which I love, by the way.
Nightgown seems kind of agey. It just is a funny word.
I felt young. So all of a sudden I was like just watching TV with the guy that I'm seeing and we were on the couch and I was just like, out of nowhere, we were just about to watch Ted Lasso.
Oh gosh, I was like, in the room.
No, you weren't there. And I was like, oh no, you had just gone to bed. And I was, and we were about to do it on the couch, but I go, no, no, no. And I was just like, out of nowhere, I just go, I should probably go home. Like the kids are asleep and you're already back. I feel weird staying up with the dad of the kids I'm babysitting for. And he was just like, what? And I was just like, I mean, my parents want me home soon and you're already back and the kids are asleep. I should probably,
I'm the kid in this scenario.
Yeah, you're the kid. I put the baby to sleep and we hear and the kid just got up to use the potty.
Listen to Rage Against the Machine in there. But
and
yeah.
You go, wipe me, Dada.
So yeah, so then.
And it just took
did
off.
Did he catch on
there.
Right away?
Oh, right yeah. away. He was just like, I think you should hang out a little bit more. Like, what time do your parents expect you home? And I was like, I didn't tell them. I mean, they figure you'll be out late. And he's like, well, my wife is drunk, passed out upstairs. Oh. It was just like became this whole thing.
Wait, our apartment became two stories.
Yeah, we put on an addition real quick. But it was hot. It was so fun.
Keep going though. So then he's like, oh, let me take the babysitter back to the bedroom.
Yeah, and then he was just like, you know, what do you do with your boyfriend? And I was like, we haven't done anything, and like I don't even know what to do to him. And then it turned out that I was like in love with this guy. And then he started out being like, oh, I'm going to teach you what you could do to your boyfriend. I'm like, but I want to do it to you. I love you. And I like smell your clothes when the kids go to sleep. And I made it into this like teenage girls obsessed with this hot dad.
Yeah.
And that I think his wife is really hot, but like, I want to be her and all these things. Like, it's almost like Hand That Rocks the Cradle. It was kind of creepy.
Did you put her clothes on? The mom? The
I didn't go that
clothes.
Far, but I was like, you know, she's so hot and like, I could never be like her. And like, and I'm like, and then he was trying to, and then it was interesting because I could see him turn into like this sleazy guy who went from being like, I'm just going to fuck this girl to like convincing me that he could love me. And it was just so fucked because he was like, honestly, I'm going to leave my wife for you. It was just like on a dime. And I was like, really? You're going to leave? He was like, yeah, I want to be with you. I love you. And I was just like, this is so funny. Like the what like a girl would fall for. And then I just started playing a dumb girl. And I was like, really? But what about school? And he was like, do you want to get pregnant? And I'm like, yeah. Like then we started doing this like pregnancy talk. It was really hot. We'd never done that before, but it was
pretty
good.
So then you had sex in your room, which is the spare bedroom in your.
Yeah, I guess it was his bedroom, but his wife was passed out in the car. He left her in the garage.
With the car on?
Yeah.
I don't know if she was passed out. Yeah. She might have been dead.
Yeah, there was murder. In our, we hit a lot of genres, let me just say.
I thought I heard something.
All right, let's play our weekly wild card game. It's Wild Card Wednesday. That means we're just going to play, we're going to do whatever segment we feel like doing. Today is a new game it's called the Best Friend Game, and I got it from Uncommon Goods, which is one of our sponsors that has a bunch of fun, wacky gift ideas. I got this one immediately because I thought it'd be fun to play on the show to see who's the better friend. Noah, you're going to ask the questions. Andrew and I are going to write on our whiteboards to see who gets the answer right. I guess that's how we're going to play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No cheating.
Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya played this?
They played a similar version of this, but not where they're guessing the other person. I think they just answered. Or maybe they did. Okay. Maybe
and there's no blank cards involved. They're just talking.
Okay.
Okay, the first question. What's the dumbest thing we've done together?
Dumbest thing we've done together. Mm. Oh my god.
Gosh. That's tough. Dumbest thing we've done.
You guys travel all the time together. Anything at the airport? Andrew used to walk Luigi back in the day.
Yep. I got it.
I have one.
Okay.
Okay, go what? For it.
Okay.
Wait.
Write faster.
He's left-handed. He writes so weird.
He just erases what he writes as he writes.
The pain of being a lefty.
I don't think this will be right, but
this
I don't know how
who
wins.
This is truly the dumbest thing.
Okay.
This is dumbest, like, in every way.
Okay.
We gave our IDs to Anya and Matt so they could fly in our place on a plane.
That's
we
good.
Literally committed federal fraud.
They won't know unless you say what it is.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We didn't do that.
Well, it's weird because I wrote down this. No, I didn't.
No, when you write.
I go, when you left, I don't know if you remember this, when you left water on in your apartment and you locked yourself out.
Oh, yeah.
And I came and I had to help you. But I guess that wasn't
that
a
wasn't
together.
Us, but
that was just
did,
you. But I was there.
Yeah, that's true.
That was dumb as shit, though.
Yeah, that was dumb as fuck. But it was Luigi's fault, dude. All right. Next one.
That's okay. A good memory, though. I forgot about
fun.
That.
Oh, my God. That was one of the worst times of my life.
All right.
What subject was I best at in high school?
So
Nikki writes Andrews and Andrews writes Nikki's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. Wait.
I think I know this one.
I think
him.
I know Nikki's.
You know what? It's going to be hard because I don't think Andrew was like actually excelled at any of them. Mm-hmm. But this one is probably going to be his best.
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
English.
English. For you.
English for you, too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, wow. Like, I wasn't going to say math or science for you.
I would say history.
I would say sports.
Sports is not a subject.
I mean, it's PE.
I guess. Yeah.
But history I was better at.
But history
I'm good at memorizing things.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Like
War of 1812. What year?
1948.
Okay. God damn it, you're good. Okay.
French and Indian.
Next up.
Camber.
My house is burning down. What one item do I grab?
Okay, I got this.
This one is easy, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, it's tough. I wrote two.
Yeah, you should know this one. All right, ready, set.
Womanizer or pillow?
Okay, yeah, you're right. It's my pillow. It's my shitty little stained pillow. I would say your most expensive golf club.
Yes, that's a good answer.
Okay, yes.
Very good answer.
All right, Noah, next up.
This is fun.
I can play this all day.
Will I eat something past its expiration date? A day past its expiration date.
A day past?
A day past?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I already.
No, he would not.
I don't know. A day I would do.
He would smell it and go, do you think this is good? And he would ask me. And then I would say, yes. Because expiration dates are consumer. They're
lying.
They lie to you, everyone. You can go way. You can blow way past it. Smell it and taste it. It's not going to kill you. Stop being such a fucking pussy. I hate when so much food gets wasted because people are like, the expiration date. Stop doing what the Monsanto is telling you to do so you buy more. Come on. You're smarter than that.
I'm not.
Okay.
All right.
Let's make this one the last one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I don't like this question, actually. It says, who do we like to make fun of? I think that's too mean.
Oh, wow.
Okay, what was the most fun we've ever had together?
The most fun we've ever had together. Oh, I know.
Really? Yeah. That quick? That's wild to me. Fuck.
God, think of just one.
No, we've had so many good times.
So many. I mean, there's just too many that he can't even one.
Don't even think of one.
He can't even think of one. Every single one.
No, a lot of my thoughts of good times are their shows.
It's just
are
like me
shows.
Yelling at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's you
about
yelling.
Don't do shows.
I know. I'm not going to do shows, but or traveling. I think.
I know you're going to know that this one, as soon as I say it, you're going to go, yeah, that was one of the best.
Oh.
Dude. Okay, the let me give you some hints.
Okay.
Trees. Pathways. Boys.
Trees, pathways.
Fall, winter weather. Changing seasons. Pictures.
Taking a photo of me in a tree?
Close.
When I acted like a bird?
No.
Oh.
God.
I think Nikki has to go to her parents' house.
To my parents' house to have some fun that they'll probably forget too.
No, I have had so much fun with you. Most of our fun, though, is like on the balcony together. In New York, those are some really good times.
All right, that's a good answer. Mine was being in Indiana, riding around on Lime scooters taking photo shoot in where you would take off your shirt and then get really scared because people
that
would
see
you.
That was funny when I was drinking a coffee.
And also, let me just add anything involving Edge.
That's very fun.
Edge is always fun, makes me laugh a lot. That has been fun.
I think we've had some
final
fun
answer.
Dance sessions too.
Yes, dancing has been fun. Oh, and you know what? Anytime we do Coffee Bean and Tea Leaves.
Yes.
Our live Instagram show that is on Nikki Glaser Pod. We haven't done it in a while because we've been doing
shit.
Other stuff,
that would
yeah,
fun
that
to
was
do
that's really
too.
Fun. All right. Noah, final answer. Let's do one more.
Okay. What was my favorite clothing brand in middle school?
Clothing brand in middle school. He doesn't know any women's clothing brands, but I'm gonna say Andrew liked those shirts that were like absolute ski, absolute like or like any of those like.
No, I did like I had like a couple.
No,
no fear shirt. Yeah, no fear.
No fear.
I like Guy Harvey shirts. That's a Florida thing. Yeah. I went through some different phases, but yeah, those are definitely
right. Or anything the coolest guy in school was wearing.
I had a Michael Jordan jersey. I had a couple jerseys.
Did you have starter jackets? I guess it never got cold enough in Florida.
Yeah, it didn't get cold, but jerseys were kind of big.
Yeah, in middle school for
Hollister.
We didn't have it yet. And I probably wouldn't have gone there because the dressing rooms were like, you had to change in front of other girls, and I was scared to show my titties.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, they were like, their dressing rooms... They're like European, but I guess it's like Californian, but like there's no rooms. You just change in a big room, which I find so much better now. I hate little dressing rooms where you're like, have to open up this little saloon door.
I
like
don't know if that's legal.
Annie Mae.
What you just said is not a, I don't know if that, we got to, I don't know if that's a thing.
Besties, write in and say if you remember back in the early
where everyone, you would just change with a stranger butt naked?
Yeah. At a Hollister, it was like you go in the dressing room. And by the way, when I went to Paris, France, you would walk around into stores and there's no, everyone just gets naked right there in the aisle, and I fucking love it. I always do that in stores now, like if I'm wearing a bra that like could work as a top somewhere else, like I just like change. I'm like, I don't care, it looks like a swimsuit. Like if a guy sees me, I don't want to have to go get a number, walk into this fucking room, lock the door that doesn't lock, have people keep going, oh I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, and like take a number. It's just like a whole thing.
I just think like the whole Hollister thing though, it's like made for younger girls, and then there's guys. I don't know. I just thought that I guess a guy could walk into any.
No, it was separate girls and guys.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I just like, it just seems like
it's like a locker room, you know? Yeah. Like you expect girls to do that in locker rooms in high school. Where did you shop at, Noah? Middle school. God. What was the coolest brand?
I wore a lot of Gap,
I feel like,
to be honest.
Limited 2 was the best. Gap, Limited 2, Old Navy.
Fila. In Brooklyn.
Abercrombie.
American Eagle. Abercrombie didn't come in for me until high school.
Oh. I guess I'm showing my age.
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's different. Wow. Yeah.
What else did
I liked the shirts that were like, we had a friend.
I'd go into Spencer's and get something funny.
Oh, like, yeah, like pasta that
taste
looks like
my
boobs.
D, Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something edgy.
My friend Hala wore a shirt in sixth grade that we bullied her for so bad. And it just said, whatever, .. And we were always like, hey, Hala, whatever. And we were just like, is that your motto, Hala? We tortured her for it. I would love to get her on the show.
Hala.
Hey, it's just like, whatever. Just having a cool toot towards life. Even though we were like sixth graders that like cared so much about what people thought of us, she was just like, I don't know, whatever. It makes me laugh so hard that
That's probably why you made fun of it so much back then, because you were so worried about what people thought.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. That's why we made fun of it. Was like, this is not how any of us feel ever. We were self-aware enough to know that this is ridiculous to pretend like Rastafarian, like Jamaica, whatever. Or like Good Life shirts. Remember Good Life?
Dude, or Red Dog. You ever have Red Dog? No. No Fear was great.
Big dogs stay on the porch while the little dogs run. Oh wait, no.
Big Johnson.
I don't remember that one. Is that
what?
Like
Big Johnson was alluding to the penis. And parents cared then.
Oh yeah.
Back in my day, you could wear a shirt that had a giant dick on it.
Man, and you lived in Florida where Disney was right around the corner.
I know, man. Things have changed, even in Florida.
We got to save our energy for the live show tonight. Can't wait to see you guys out there. We will be here for a show tomorrow, live from St. Louis, with Noah. She'll still be here. And so don't be cool out there. And
Jackknife.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.